This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Is it possible that we could find every one of these lone wolves before people die like today?
We can do much better. We absolutely can, especially under the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Number one, we have to jettison this idea of a lone wolf. Lone wolf was invented as a phrase or was made popular by the Obama administration to make Americans disconnect the dots. There has not been a significant jihadi attack since September 11th in the United States where one person acted completely isolated from everybody else. Even Major Nidal Hassan, the man who was by himself in Fort Hood, was in regular contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, who blessed his attack on his fellow servicemen. So number one, no more political correctness. That gets thrown out of the window.
But second, Dr. Gorka, I'm not taking issue with you. I just think this is important. Are there not people that in the privacy of their own homes or not, you know, somehow identifying with this sick, twisted, evil cause, adopting, I'm going to be a disciple of, I'm going to take orders from whoever gives them to me, make an attack on Halloween, and then act independently? You're saying we should jettison that entire idea, that doesn't exist?
Yeah, we should jettison the idea that there's an individual in their basement who one day is an upstanding American citizen, and then a few weeks later, just because they went to a few websites, they become a jihadi. Never happened. The closest we got was that pathetic case of Jihadi Jane, and that wasn't a serious case. When you look at serious plots that have occurred, there's always some connection. Either the individual traveled to Pakistan, to the Middle East, to Syria, got training, or they were in touch with another human being who indoctrinated them, who blessed their action against the infidel. So there's a footprint. There's an electronic and a physical footprint, and we have to identify it, number one, by understanding there's no front line in this war like there were in olden days. There's no trench out in France. There's no front line in Germany or in the Asia Pacific. The front line, Sean, is when you leave your house in the morning, whether you're going to a Christmas party in an office in San Bernardino, whether you're going on a fun run in Boston. You have to be responsible for your own safety. Use the Second Amendment if you are trained and legally capable to do so.
You know, what Dr. Gorka is doing here with Sean Hannity is, raising a lot of what we talked about with John Guandola and understanding the threat. John's organization, because of his FBI background, his intelligence background, says, look, you got to do some practical things. And what America has been doing is it's like we've tossed out all sense of reason because we don't want to offend anybody. And, the idea, at least back in the old days, was that law enforcement was there to protect everybody, protect Muslims. I mean, many Muslims say, look, Bill, I'm glad I'm here in America because I can actually practice my religion more freely here than I could back in the homeland. OK, there are some advantages and, where Muslims are realizing it's mo better here in America. Well, then you need to protect the homeland and you need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And we need to not, continue to be politically correct and thinking we're losing sensitivity by checking into these things and going deeper. If, as John so clearly points out, and I know it's hard for people, for some people to say, look, why can't we just all get along and we want to, have some accommodation and understanding. But meanwhile, within the very mosque that we're protecting, what is rising up are people who are willing to take up the charge. And the intifada call, whether it's a car intifada or a knife intifada, and of course we have what we had just happen in New York. It's happened in other parts of our country, and there are, dare we say, there are bastions. As, again, John Guandola was pointing out, and even Sebastian Gorka when he's been on with us. There are cities, there is hot zip codes. We're even starting to accommodate no-go zones here in America. This isn't Paris, but this is America, and it's happening right here. And it will continue to happen if we continue with a blind eye. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. And thank you for connecting with us, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this wonderful country of ours, or around the world, via shortwave for that matter. Charles Wood joins us, a Gold Star family member. You know, it's been 6 years since our embassy in the U.S. compound in Libya, Benghazi, was attacked, resulting in the deaths of four Americans. One was Charles's son, Ty. Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, Ambassador Christopher Stevens also murdered on that night. And the question is, have the victims of Benghazi been overlooked? Charles, you just received some encouragement from the president here the other day, and you texted me on this, and I said, I got to get you on the air right away to talk about this, especially in light of, you know, some of the controversy, the unfortunate controversy over LaDavid Johnson and his death, you know, and the family and the congresswoman, how she kind of, you know, just convoluted this whole intention of the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, you know, passing on the country's condolences to the Johnson family, you know, trying, and of course the media wanting to portray Donald Trump as somebody who is hard and insensitive.
Well, no, it's exactly the opposite of being hard and insensitive. He is warm, compassionate, caring. And he is someone that actually not only cares for the family, but also has done something about it. Let me just read this, and
yes,
you can see what his tone is. Yesterday, on my orders, United States forces captured Al-Emin in Libya. To the families of those fallen heroes, I want you to know that your loved ones are not forgotten, and they will never be forgotten. Those are the words of a compassionate, caring president who actually has done something to bring the people that murdered my son and the four Americans in Benghazi to justice. This should have been done 5 years ago. It could
exactly.
have been done 5 years ago, mm-hmm. but we have a president that cares enough to actually act.
You got a president that's willing to pursue the truth no matter where it leads and not blind yourself over some stupid video and some kind of, to this day, that we still don't quite understand, Charles. It still leaves us in the room of conjecture and conspiracy about what happened. I say that night, but actually it was two nights, 9/11 and 9/12, right?
Well, yeah, Ty was actually killed on the morning of the 12th.
Yes, exactly.
No, just so, yeah, 5 years ago.
Right. It's just heartbreaking, you know, what has happened here. And, but yet the big difference is you've got a president and secretary of state, covering their back ends at the expense of your son and the three others that were murdered on, 9/11 and 9/12 of, 2011.
Well, I'm just thankful that finally something has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sure that there's others out there that are now scurrying, before they weren't afraid. You know, we had Katala, one of the other masterminds of the Benghazi attack. You know, publicly, he'd sit down in a restaurant with American TV reporters and do an interview. He wasn't even afraid, you know, just basically thumbing his nose at Americans, just knowing that the establishment at that time wasn't going to do anything. Finally, you know, his behavior got to be so flagrant that they did have to do something, and he was arrested. But for quite some time, he was just walking around in public, giving interviews to Americans, and, you know, he had no fear of reprisal. I think the tables are turned now, and we have the other people, I'm sure, were responsible for the attack in Benghazi are now running for cover.
Yeah, without a doubt. And not to mention the enemy. This is why ISIS is moving out of Dodge. And, of course, ironically and laughingly, the former administration is trying to claim credit for what the current administration has done just by acting, you know, by saying, okay, we're going to call it for what it is. We're not going to delude ourselves into some make-believe scenario of what, you know, ISIS is all about. You know, the president then, Barack Obama, said ISIS was on the run. And I go, yeah, running in which direction? In the wrong direction, right?
Oh, they were getting stronger and stronger under the previous. Now the caliphate has basically been destroyed, and they've had to scatter all throughout the desert now.
Well, they're throughout the desert. They've metastasized into other areas of the world.
Yeah,
but just
exactly.
As Donald Trump has gone over and empowered his generals to, you know, clean up the mess and to do whatever it takes in order to secure not only America, but the world and our allies, it is making a huge difference. It's no wonder. It's no wonder, Charles, that when President Trump goes and meets with, what, 52 Muslim leaders, they say, hey, well, let's have a sword dance, man. America, welcome back. We're glad that you're engaging now.
Right, right. Yeah. Let me read something else from this statement. It says, our memory is deep and our reach is long. And I actually have tears in my eyes when I read this.
Yeah.
And we will not rest in our efforts to find and bring the perpetrators of the heinous attacks in Benghazi to justice.
Yeah.
This is a president who finally is doing something. Now, I want you to know, I have no animosity whatsoever.
I know you don't.
Towards any of the people that were responsible for the death of my son. But this is a good day for the United States, because Americans anywhere in the world now know that they are safe, that if this type of attack is perpetrated, that we will go after those people, and those terrorists will be held to account.
Charles, to hear your vulnerability, and you know, we only respect you all the more, you know, for your openness and willingness to share this side of you on this national radio show like this, as a Gold Star family, for the pain that you've gone through, the loss of your son, and dare I say other Gold Star families, including the Johnson family that recently lost, you know, a son, a brother, a husband, a father. You know, it's got to give them, outside of the politics, some sense of, I don't know, maybe, do you want to say peace or closure, that you've got at least a country? If your son was willing, and their son and father and husband was willing to go give their life for the sake of the country, why would not the leadership of our country do what it needed to do and meet the commitment with equanimity?
Finally, they are.
Right.
You know, and there's one other thing I want to point out. Ty was a Navy SEAL for 20 years, and our president allowed Navy SEALs the privilege of bringing this perpetrator to justice.
Yes.
And I think that that's something that has not gone without notice in the SEAL community, because the SEALs are brothers, and once an attack is made on one SEAL, the attack is made on all others.
Exactly. Well, Charles, well, I'll tell you, my heart is with you. My prayers continue with you and your family. This is a good day, you know,
this is a great day for our nation.
Yes, exactly.
To know that we are going after the terrorists who have, you know, attacked American citizens abroad.
Well, thank you for, you know, being so vulnerable, sharing the text with me, and for coming on this national show to, you know, tell us and to share your heart with us and love to you and your family, for all that you've gone through. And as you say, it's a great day for everybody that justice is being served, and we have a president in the Oval Office that's looking out for America's best interest, and I would say the world's best interest as well.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Bill, and keep up the good work.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
I forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now. Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
¿Quieres un poquito de vino, María?
Gracias.
¿Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Ojaim.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like to be fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. You know, November the 25th is Small Business Saturday, which provides an opportunity for consumers to support small businesses in their communities. For many small businesses, that day sets the tone for their holiday season and has the potential to significantly impact their annual revenues. According to a recent survey commissioned by Cox Business, when selected, the top three reasons for supporting small and medium-sized businesses, more than two-thirds of consumers selected local support, with convenience garnering 63%. Customer service plays a key role in shopping small, with 50% of consumers selecting greater customer service as the reason they prefer smaller retailers. Well, Steve Rowley joins us now. He's the Executive Vice President of Cox Business. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you? Hello? Steve, are you there? Yeah, Steve, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Bill?
Oh, okay, Steve. Yes, I can hear you now. We had a little bit of a problem on the connection here, but it's all going well. Steve Rowley joins us now, the Executive Vice President of Cox Business. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. Now, we talked about Small Business Saturday, an exciting because it really sets for the restaurant. It's going to be Saturday, November the 25th, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's Small Business Saturday started about 7 years ago, and it's a way to get out and support your local business owners and local businesses. And there's such hoopla around Black Friday that we thought we'd – I think there's a great opportunity to put the limelight on small business.
Now, what does it look like in terms of local support? Are consumers supporting small businesses more than in the past now?
Yeah, so we've been doing this for 5 years, and we continue to see an uptick. It's clear that the American consumer is supporting small businesses in a big way. About 76% of consumers visit small business at least once a week, and about 30% are visiting at least two times or greater. So, clearly momentum moving in the small business arena, and I think the comments you touched on earlier are great reasons why.
Well, Stephen, when you have an opportunity like this, when the focus is on small business, this really is an opportunity for small business to shine, to demonstrate to the local trade and consumer that they are consumer friendly. This reinforces their brand. I mean, it's all very positive, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you talked about customer service, and 50% of the people saying they shop small business because of greater customer service. This is an opportunity for small businesses to really grab a hold of that and utilize that as a differentiator. And we all remember Cheers and the Norm syndrome there. People like to be to have a personal relationship, be recognized, and the good dollars that they spend in their establishments, they want to feel good about that. And small businesses can really capitalize on that.
Well, what we've seen time and again, Steve, is that, these kind of opportunities, good for the season, the holiday season, it sets the tone for the season. But because they're coming in contact, what are the chances of these consumers staying with you through the upcoming year?
Yeah, great question. When you have a chance to have a consumer come into your business, it's important that you take full advantage of that. So you know, some things that we've seen that have been really beneficial are, you know, capturing that email, making sure that you personalize and communicate with that customer, having in-person demonstrations, and using social media, believe it or not, as well to keep that relationship going. So anytime you can build a deeper relationship, you increase your probability and opportunity to work with them in the future and have return visits.
Well, like never before, it really comes down to connection, right? People want to have connection with the people they do business with.
It really is, and I think if you personalize it, I think you find yourself, at least myself, I find myself saying, you know, I love the connection. I love knowing what the experience is going to be like. If it's a restaurant, you know that the owner may cook it a separate way for you, or some people with allergies and things of that nature. So absolutely, the connection becomes really important. And the operative word connection, I think we're, one of the things that we're really seeing is how technology is continuing to enter into the small business, arena as well. Wi-Fi being a big driver. People continue to look for Wi-Fi as an advantage of why they would come to visit small business as well, staying connected, so to speak.
Well, we're visiting with Steve Rowley, Executive Vice President of Cox Business. Steve, a number of years ago, John Naismith talked about, speaking of technology with his book Megatrends, that we were going to enter an era where, with the increase of technology, there was going to be an increase and need for connection. He called it high tech, high touch. Some businesses have fallen, I see, a bit victim into the technology because they believe it's more convenient. But if you put convenience ahead of connecting with your customer, you're going to pay a price for that, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a balancing act, right? Clearly people want the technology advancements in the small business, so they want Wi-Fi, they want a point of service device that takes mobile payments, they want you to have e-commerce or have a website that provides your products, but you cannot get away from a personal touch or building that relationship that really I think drives a deeper opportunity to build a relationship with that customer and customize your offers with that individual.
Exactly. Well, it's a dynamic process that you are, and a bit of a balancing act, as you mentioned before, Steve, is that you're balancing this need for the consumer to feel like, hey, they matter. And also in today's work environment with the technology, because sometimes what we may perceive with technology that may be a little bit, a little cold is, on the other hand, is what the customer wants. You know, they want to have, they want to have that technology involved in their experience, don't they?
It's a great perspective. I think the way I look at it is what you just touched on. It's the way they want to be contacted or get in touch with you. We're going to use technology to text folks. We're going to use technology to send them to our websites. We're going to use social media to connect with them. But there's still a great opportunity to drive them into your business and have that personal relationship. So as we were both talking about, it's a good balance. But it's taken advantage of when you have them in the store, making sure that you're capitalizing on that aspect of the
business. Well, Small Business Saturday is coming up November the 25th, right, Steve?
That's correct, November 25th.
And where can they go for more information?
So you can go to our www.coxblue.com, and on the Small Business tab, click that, and you can have the full report available to you.
Well, Stephen Rowley serves as Executive Vice President of Cox Business. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate you being with us.
Brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert John Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family, let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, getting this country back on track. And, you know, considering a return on investment, it seems for the previous 8 years, it was a big struggle. But look at how exciting things seem to be getting. Just about every bank that I speak with, they're very bullish about small business, the prospects of tax reform in this country. Boy, a lot of positive indicators. I also look at that enthusiasm meter that's going on, just in the general context of conversation and anecdotal sharing of stories that is traversing our country today. People are very bullish about business, and I think the holiday season is very bright that we see ahead, and it's been a long time coming, and I think this could very well be a record-setting holiday season. Generally, you know, it's the busiest shopping time of the year, which provides many challenges for small businesses and consumers. Joining us today with some last-minute tips for surviving, even prospering during the holidays, is Martin Burville. He's the group president of Verizon Business Markets. Martin, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Good to speak to you today.
Well, great to be talking. I'm always excited about talking about small businesses because I just, I've always seen it as the engine of our economy. The enthusiasm, I love that you got small business owners who dream dreams and are willing to put it all on the line the way they do. And my hat's off to them. I have high regard for small business owners.
I love them too, and the business I run for Verizon focuses completely on small businesses and state and local across the USA. And what your listeners may not know is the small business, as defined by government, is less than 500 employees. It's not just onesie twosies. There are 30 million of them in the U.S. and they have 57 million people working for them. It's the heartland, exactly as you say, of the U.S. economy.
Well, and because of that, it's important for small businesses to be prepared not only for the holiday, but, you know, it's a 24/7, 365-day-year experience. Small business owners, well, I think it's rare to hear that they take a day off, because even when they're supposedly on vacation, they're very connected to what is happening at the mother hub, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's people's lives, Bill. They're not just a job. You don't go home. You live it, you know. And the people I've spoken to who run businesses, there's no division between their home and their work. It is what they do. It is their life. And especially with this holiday season coming up, Small Business Saturday is 11/25 this year. 112 million people shopped on Small Business Saturday in 2016. That's 13% up from 15. And this is the time of the year when a lot of seasonal workers get taken on, like 700,000 across the country. Everybody's trading and really trying to make a big bump for the year. And that creates both opportunity and challenges. And, you know, small businesses, no different to big, they've got the same needs and requirements. They just don't have the resources and the skill sets to get everything done. And that's where, you know, we want to help them with specifically the IT stuff and the cybersecurity stuff, and make sure that they're safe and up and running and can trade.
Well, and you say, Martin, this is all part of a holiday plan, and it is essential for them to make sure they have a holiday plan in force here, right?
Absolutely. It's just like anything. It's be prepared, plan for the rush, so the normal stuff. You know, make sure you have your stock and your temporary employees and everything else that you need to trade. But all the stuff you don't think about, like, you know, if my PC died and I had to power it back up again, would it work? You know, if my website crashes, can I get it back up? And am I protected from cybercrime? Someone trying to hack my point-of-sale terminal? Things that people just don't think about, but you're very, very vulnerable. You know, small thing gets hit by a big thing. You know, most businesses, small businesses in the U.S. that get hit by cybercrime never recover from it. They go out of business. Mm.
Yeah, that and that's disheartening when you think of all that they've put into it. As we know, focusing back on this season, you know, for many businesses, small businesses out there, this is make or break time. So, you know, November the 25th, you know, this special day, the Shopping Saturday, is just absolutely significant for small businesses, isn't it?
Well, this is where the Black Monday phrase came from. I asked the question, you know, what made that the phrase? And they said it's when you go from the red to the black. You know, you do so much trade, you go positive on Black Monday. So these sorts of things, you know, it matters so much. And most small businesses, they don't have a lot of reserves. You know, cash is important. They can't survive a blow. So what we want to do is offer some help. So we have a website, Verizon.com/small business, gives a bunch of advice here about how you can protect yourself, be up and running. But a few tips maybe for your listeners here. You know, did you know small businesses are 10 times more likely to suffer a point of sale breach than a big one? And if they do get hit, what happens? 61% of all breaches hit small businesses last year, up from 53% the year before. And why? Because they're easy to hit. They're big guys. I've got IT shops and technology people looking out every day for this stuff. Not possible for small businesses to do that. And we want to help people through that so they can be successful and thrive and not worry about all those things that they rely on. But, you know, they don't think about them every day.
Well, it's kind of the same thing we experience when, you know, people, you know, when you get the bad guys going in neighborhoods, you know, what house do they target? It's not the ones that have the alarm systems that look like they're prepared to dissuade any bad activity in their home, right? So same thing when it comes to business.
Well, that's right. You know, they say the best thing you can do is own a dog. You know, if you want to stop someone getting into your house, you know, it's something noisy. But, you know, here's some basic things that people can do. Okay, 81% of all breaches, stolen or easily guessed passwords. Think about your hiring seasonal employees. Do you just give them a general password so they can get in? Or give them a special one just for them. Better choice. Next thing is, on your point-of-sale terminal, did you know it comes from the factory with a password in it? You can get to that password over the internet. Have you ever changed it? The bad guy knows most people never change it. They can get in. They can get all the information off of it. Have you rebooted your PC? Have you got your data backed up? You know, if you have to come back up and trade, can you do it? Have you got a backup for the front end of your website if your website goes down? Things that people just don't think of, but they're really easy to do. But for guys that know what they're doing here, and this is where we want to provide some help, but you don't fix your car at the side of the road, you know, when you're in the middle of the vacation. You get it serviced before you go on the trip.
Exactly. Do you recommend, Martin, because it seems that it would be wise for businesses to even go through a drill if, you know, what if, you know, some of these bad things that happen? Would you recommend that they even do some exercises? Yeah.
Absolutely. And we, again, on that website, Verizon.com/small business, we give a little checklist for people to run through and make sure you've done this and tried it. But even big companies, I've got to tell you, sometimes, you know, they have the same problem. They get a power outage and then suddenly the stuff doesn't come back up. When was the last time you refreshed, you know, your applications? You made sure your software was up to date. You don't want to find out it doesn't work, you know, in the middle of a busy Saturday with a storefront full of people. So just, you know, power it off, power it back on. If you're not sure how to do data backups in cloud, again, go to our website. We can help with that. Or, you know, it's a service that we offer, and it'll keep you safe, or certainly more safe. But it's just basic preparation. It's always the same, and it's so hard for a small business with so little time and so much to do to concentrate on those things that really matter. But it takes some tech smarts, and we can help with that.
Exactly. Well, you know, and as you say, whether it's passwords or some things that seem pretty academic, whether it's big companies, even people in government, as we found out with some of their passwords and that, you know, we have to think in terms of this 21st century and the emerging threats that are out there that want to do us harm and that could derail us on an important time and season that we're looking at here coming up on this holiday shopping season to make it the most and most successful for all our small business owners. Again, November 25th, Small Business Saturday. Martin, where can people go for more information?
They go to www.verizon.com/small business. And remember, guys, take care of your business in the same way you take care of your family.
Exactly. Martin Werville, Senior Vice President, Group President for Verizon Business Markets. As you can tell, we're very bullish on small business here on Bill Martinez Live. Martin, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day. It is 18 before the top of the hour right now. You got it.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. See how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit Applebee's.com/veterans.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, we're just, yeah, exactly. Turn it up. We're having as much fun as they'll let us here. We're coming to you live from Maui, Hawaii. Bob Waliszewski joins us. Bob, of course, focused on the family's director of media and culture and the world famous and infamous even website, PluggedIn.com. Robert, your daughter's here, so we had to make some adjustments, with all the daylight savings time in action. Although Hawaii, they don't change, you know. And as I was telling you, Hawaii is so laid back that they don't need to fall back anymore, you know.
In Indiana. They're even talking, Massachusetts is talking about not going off. We'll see.
I
tell you, when I drive home now from Focus at 5 o'clock and it's dark, I keep going, where did that hour of daylight go? You know, so.
Yeah, what happened?
I think I would rather have a darker morning and a lighter evening. But again, again, I don't have school age children that are trying to catch the bus and all that. So anyway, I just go with it. Go with the flow.
Well, and here it is. Well, we're flowing here on the islands. It's just gorgeous here, overlooking Kanapali Bay in Maui, Hawaii. And I know you're jealous.
It's no fair. You and I shouldn't be able to talk unless I can be there live and in person, right there talking with you. So when we do these Hawaii ones, be mandatory.
I'm sure Jim Daly would, you know, he'd be on our side for that. Why not?
I was just thinking that the Bill Martinez show budget could just put it in for next year in one line item saying, B-Dub, Hawaii, personal trip, come out, interview. Yep,
I think so, face-to-face. It's always better. I mean, when we're at, when we're NRB together, I mean, you know, the electricity. People says, oh, my goodness, they almost couldn't handle it. Speaking of almost can't.
T-shirt you gave me.
Well, good. Well, we got a new one coming up next year. We got the new version, update. You know that. So I've got a new one for you, and we'll be talking about that.
So I should see you there.
Yeah, and we're in Nashville, right? Yes. We're back to Nashville.
Far on the where?
Yes. We're back to Nashville. So
I'm going part.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not Maui. Yeah, why not? I mean, Thor, all of a sudden, breathed some needed life into the box offices. My goodness, almost $123 million
later.
Wow.
The theaters are excited. And, you know, if you were a theater owner, and you've gone through the last 3 months where there was hardly, where the number one movies were in the $20 million range, sometimes less, sometimes a little bit more. You're not selling a lot of popcorn. You're not selling.
Well, there's a lot. I'm thinking there's a lot of popcorn going out in the trash can, you know, because it's not moving.
Exactly. You make
it, right?
And then you dump it. But when you get a four, all of a sudden people start showing up and they get excited. But from a family perspective, and that's what you and I try to talk about when we talk about movies, should the theater owners be that excited? And I'll just say we gave it a little bit lower than a middle of the road score, a 2.5 out of 5. Lately, the Thor movies, or not Thor, but superhero movies kind of run, that's almost the, you can almost guess that that's what Plugged In is going to give it, because that's where it ends. In other words, it's got some good messages, got some not so good messages, and the violence is quite extensive, and there's bits of language, and we knock it to a 2.5, and that's kind of descriptive, but it's not fair so much in the Thor series, because the first Thor movie, we gave a 3.5 out of 5, which was a great score, and the second Thor movie, we gave a 3.5 out of 5, again, that same good score. So a 2.5, which really did fit the bill this time around, is a full point deduction from what we've seen in the past. A bit disappointing for families, and that has all to do with, you know, some gags that just weren't, some salty language, some crude gags, even a bit of superhero nudity this time around, and of course the thumping violence, which we kind of expect, so.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and it's a bit surprising, you would think, at least me, because I grew up with Disney, and you think, you know, the culture that Walt Disney had established is better than this. But, you know, like anything else, you can be influenced by the culture, by the competition. You know, these other movie houses have affected the standard, and Walt Disney has found themselves to just, you know, follow the crowd. Unfortunately.
Well, I think Deadpool lowered that standard for superhero movies. When if Deadpool would have bombed, the R-rated, quote-unquote, superhero movie, and hopefully we don't have a whole lot of listeners who have seen it because it was so, so trashy. But when it did so well at the box office, you know, all movie directors that were in that genre, be it DC Comics or Marvel Comics, whoever's out there that says, you know, it doesn't look like the public reacts negatively if we put in a bunch of content. In fact, maybe we'll actually gain some traction if we put in content. So I don't think it's been good. I was so hoping that film would bomb, and of course it didn't. Now we have a Deadpool.
But to your point, though, Bob, are they gaining traction?
Well, you know, when you have $120 million at the box office, when it's been a terribly slow fall and even a slow late summer, they would consider this major traction, and they're very happy. And but the budget, by the way, for Thor was $180 million. They made $120. You know, will they make it back? Absolutely. They already did, because the $120 that I mentioned is domestic. That's what. When we talk box office numbers, we're only talking the United States of America. But anymore, Hollywood makes the bulk of their money, not some, the bulk, from international movie houses. And
did President Trump take a couple of reels overseas on this trip with him to Japan?
Yeah, you wonder if on his Asian tour, if he couldn't, he probably could have pulled into any theater in any city he's been in to date and watched. You know, it used to be that when a movie came out in the U.S., about 2 or 3 weeks later, at best, you'd see it internationally. Now, sometimes they beat us. It'll actually, and the reason they do that is piracy, because if it debuts here, they'll pirate it over here somehow, and then they'll ship it over to make DVD copies in China. But to beat that, they put them over there first. And it does help a little bit on the piracy end of things. Actually, a couple more movies. But I was really happy to see the Let There Be Light into the top 10.
Exactly. Yeah, the response the first week was outstanding, supported by the faith community. And we need to support movies like this. This is a good movie. And I was excited to see that it expanded in theaters and had a positive uptick. This is great.
Yeah, it moved 270 theaters more added the film. Of course, that was the naysayers ahead of time that thought, if it does okay, we'll put it in our, but otherwise we're not. And when they saw that it did well, they put it in. Of course, it doesn't hurt at all. It's the power of media is really what it is. Doesn't hurt at all to have Sean Hannity on the show telling his viewers, hey, I'm involved in this movie. I think you'll like it. Go see it. And people that like Sean went to see it. So,
well, and Bill Martinez and Bob Waliszewski, we're talking about it. We had the Sorbos on. Yeah, I mean, hey, we're all spreading the word here, and you know, Sam and
there's no doubt that you and I helped move the needle. We're telling listeners right now who said, "Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that yet." And you better go see it quick because there's so many movies coming out before Christmas that if you don't go see Let There Be Light probably this weekend or for sure in the next 2 weeks, it'll be out. Mm-hmm. There's just way too many coming. The funnel is narrowing and way too many movies are trying to get in the theaters before the end of the year.
Exactly. Well, you know, when you look at it, Let There Be Light in the top 10. Their average per screening at a little over 2,600 per screen placed it number 3 in the week. So, you know, the box office owners are looking at this and going, wait a minute here, you know, let's give it another week here and let's add some screens to it. Why not?
Absolutely.
I hope that's the case. Good movie.
Lastly, I would love to let our listeners know about another film that they can see in the Bill Martinez radio world, and that is a film called On Wings of Eagles. It's Chariots of Fire 2. The problem is if you look at Box Office Mojo, you won't see how it did at the theater. It is playing in a few theaters, but it really, for the most part, it's on VOD. So for Dish people, for DirecTV people, for Comcast people, for Infinity people, basically anybody who has cable in their house and gets their TV through a cable package and can order their movies, video VOD, video on demand, can watch On Wings of Eagles. The original Chariots of Fire, of course, won an Academy Award back in the 80s. This doesn't have quite the quality of Chariots of Fire, but in many ways, it's much more inspirational. That first film took us through the Olympics. We saw that Eric Liddell won his gold medal, and you know the credits rolled, and we were like all happy that he won. But what happened to Eric afterwards? And his life was really just on a roll. He had all sorts of offers; could have been a multimillionaire and played if he played it to the hilt. But he loved the Lord and wanted to be a missionary and a teacher in China, and that's where he went, and that's where this film goes. And the Japanese, about the time he got there, invaded China and took him and his mission group as prisoners, and it's about that part of his story. Very interesting. I do recommend our listeners at least consider, if they're looking for a movie this weekend, try that on VOD.
What a great story. You know, you think of what, like you said, what was before him, you know, the millions of dollars, the success, the accolades. But he went on the road less traveled and committed his life as he was all along. I mean, it was committed to God. God was in the center of his life, and here it is. But what a great story and a great movie, and one that we need to bookmark and check out, On Wings of Eagles, right?
Yep, and Mully, Focus on the Family, very own Mully, plays one more night, tomorrow night. If you haven't seen it, go see it, Mully.
Oh, highly recommended. What a great movie that is. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I know you will too. Bob Waliszewski focuses on the family, director of media and culture, and PluggedIn.com has got all the information to make sure that you're aware of those perfect family-friendly movies that you want to invest in. Robert, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Have a good time in Hawaii. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. You Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.